We didn't have a chance to have a fireside chat because we were too busy kicking ass and defending our homeland. And that is something that is going to continue. I have a bunch of various shout outs to give because we have a lot of interesting organizational things that have been happening that everyone has been contributing to, and those people deserve and are going to get some shout outs. And then we're going to do sort of a war overview so everybody knows where things stand, and we'll go from there. And my lovely girlfriend just brought me a coffee. I'll be damned. Hell yeah. All right, let's do this. So one of the first things, this is like a little minor point, but it's important because we're at war, and if you fuck this up, you'll get in trouble. There was sort of an edge case of super capital relisting where people would be like doing super capital arbitrage. We encountered a couple of nerds who were like selling super, would buy super caps, sit on them, do nothing, add no value, and then turn around and immediately flip them for like 4 billion ISK more. That's banned. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that on Alliance contract. You're not allowed to do that, period, in any place that we can find you. If you are flipping super capitals, you are simply just taking money out of the pockets of our people. Don't be a shitler. And Kosacek has linked the thread. Thank you. As you guys know, I'm actually going to go through like the little bullet points of shout outs and things, and then I'm going to zoom back out and we're going to do a big war picture after I've had a couple more minutes of coffee and consciousness. Different org. So we're going to talk about G-Ship and then we're going to talk about like the Locust org. So G-Ship, of course, as you guys know, are the heroes who provide our caches and our new cache fighting doctrines that we've been using so effectively. So effectively, in fact, that the enemy is I don't even know what they're doing in Fountain anymore. The fact that they hit the YTAC2 keep star and then just let it repair, and Alpha Star Pilot is bitching in every channel that it can be seen in, complaining about how keep stars are such cancer and blah blah blah. But one of the reasons why we are able to defend our keep stars effectively is because this very new organization, which is what, like 3 or 4 weeks old now, of G-Ship, also known as procurement, have figured out how to rapidly stock and supply caches for our pilots to be able to fly out to using interceptors. You get there, and then, you know, we just open a trade or grab them off contracts. One way or another, you can get a whole bunch of ready to go to war ships right at the front line, wherever that front line happens to be. So those dudes are heroes, but it's a tag team effort because it's not just the G-Ship guys, but anyone who has been donating to them, because we've talked about this on last couple of firesides, and we have a number of corporations have stepped up specifically and just said, "Yo, dude, like we have got 3,700 Ospreys. Yo, dude, we have this. Yo, dude, we have that." And something that has I love this. This is something that we've had for years. As you guys know, Many Love are also heroes, but Many Love as an organization has existed for a very long time. For many, many years, our guys in Many Love have been ganking in HiSec, blowing up enemy freighters, taking their stuff. But, you know, the guys who are ganking freighters and ganking Eden Comm FCs, heroes all, have developed this massive cache of stuff. And the guys who are doing ganking, they don't really like to sort through the stuff or figure out what all's in it. There's a lot of stuff. And we've never really known what to do with the Many Love cache because we didn't have like an Alliance level production or G-Ship or any of this stuff. And I'm just delighted to see that independent of any like direction from me or whatever, just like Many Love and the guys were like, "Yo, dudes, you want to like sift through our junk heap of puppy debris?" And so yeah, Many Love is now linked up with the procurement guys, and it's hilarious, and I'm really delighted about that. So things are going very well there, and those guys need to be given some props. So there you go. There was I think the highlight for this week in terms of donations, in addition to Many Love, was PLA also gave them a huge pile of stuff. I don't actually have in my notes what it was. This was We picked the notes for the Firesides yesterday, right after the Illum meeting, and then there was a bunch of fighting to do. So there you go. Let me see if I can get somebody Illum to tell me specifically what it was. But failing that, let's move on. One of the other new orgs that we have here is the Locust. Now, we've been using this to fix our ADMs across all of our stuff. It's been very efficient to use Rorquals en masse at scale in order to raise the industrial indexes. We've been doing that for a couple weeks now, and that has been formalized in a SIG called Locust. I'm going to grab the link here. So if you are a Rorqual pilot, Casa checks got me, thank you. If you're a Rorqual pilot, you need to check this out because we have found a way for your Rorquals to serve the state and be very useful. Now, we know that this is already working because in some of our Locust ops, we're seeing like 130 plus Rorquals. So there's sort of a useful side effect of formalizing all of our Rorqual pilots who are willing to do strategic work into one org, which is that we're able to like interview them and make sure that they're not being idiots. Like, we, if you're going to be in the Locust SIG, you're not going to be like, oh, I don't have a microphone, but I'm here to use my Rorqual. Oh, I have my own special snowflake fit, but I'm here to use my Rorqual. One of the things that Dawn has been doing that I'm very impressed by, so shout outs to her, is that she's been individually interviewing everybody who is applying to Locust and making sure that they can like walk and chew gum and use a Rorqual at the same time. So that's pretty cool. Assuming that they're at a standing desk, I guess you would be walking and using a Rorqual and chewing gum at the same time. I don't know. The analogy is a reach, but you know what I mean. Join Locust with your Rorquals if you haven't yet. It's actually very important from a ADM perspective for people that are unaware of this. Like, if you use a Rorqual to raise ADM by fracking, like, you, the ADM go up just so much faster than traditional ADM fleets. It's night and day. You can basically, with a proper Locust fleet that's guarded well, you can essentially rip space trenches out of the ground and get those ADMs up for a huge swath of a region very rapidly. And now it's time for me to take a bite of steak salad. So if you guys have questions coming up here, I'm going to give a war overview, put your questions in Elysium, and I will stuff my face briefly, and then we'll get into that. This is really good, like white balsamic shallot dressing. I didn't know that was a thing. All right, good question here from Gus, which is, what was the point of the hostiles moving their Titan fleet back and forth? That sounds like a fantastic segue for me to go into the overall war update. All right, so if you haven't been playing for a bit, or you're just recently resubscribing and joining the war effort, you might be a little bit confused because you've been hearing lots of things about Delve being on fire from pubbies. And, well, we have more Aquarius than we started with at the start of the war. We still have period basis, so we still have two of our three floodplain regions. And the enemy, after their experiences in YTAC 2 and KBN, trying to actually attack our Keepstars, seem to have been falling back on a tried and true thing, like the puppies are falling back on the tried and true mechanism of, when you run into a brick wall of angry goons, stop and complain to CCP and whine about how the goons are evil people, right? Now, I don't know if you guys saw like the outpouring of insanity on Reddit that Asher Elias unleashed by saying the magic words, goons are good. But boy howdy, they were fucking mad. And I think that that has less to do with the idea that everybody thinks that they're the good guys as a controversial idea, and more of a reflection of where we are at the war, in the war at this moment. I have seen this kind of eruption of puppy rage before in other Hell Wars when we have had a turning point in the progress of the Hell War. Basically what happens is when they realize, if they aren't consciously aware of it, when they realize unconsciously, some of them are consciously aware of it because they're explicitly letting our Keepstars repair now because they got stung so bad on them. But anyway, they know that their war isn't going well. And so what happens when you like take the fantasy of breaking up the Imperium and getting goons to quit the game forever and eradicating Goonswarm and all this stupid shit that they've been saying in local that they're now denying that they ever said and backing away from, What they do is they turn around and they screech about how you're bad people and how CCP should ban you and get rid of me and all this other sort of nonsense. So I see that as a good sign. Like, it's an actual phase in the warfare, because what they had been doing previously, you'll notice, up until this last week, is beating their chests about their military successes, right? You know, even though we have been consistently winning fleet fight after fleet fight after fleet fight, they have swept Fountain, right? It's taken them a bit. And I guess that's about it. But they had taken bits of Quarius before we took them back. And again, like, Quarius is a floodplain region, guys. We're not supposed to have Quarius. We're not supposed to have Terribasis. We're not supposed to have Fountain at this phase in the war. We're headed up on, what, the start of the second month of this shit soon? I guess on September 5th, we'll officially be at the two-month mark. But whatever. So things are going pretty good. And I want to sort of, having now said that, I'm going to circle back around to Gus's original question, which was, why the fuck did they go to Fountain? What the hell is going on there? So after... God, it's so hard to actually explain this without having to go all the way back with lots of stupidity on the part of the bads. So what we know now, Legacy and PanFam were forced into this war ahead of schedule because they didn't actually have a real war plan. They had a plan in place to have a plan. Their idea was to, like, catch us and nuke our super fleet when we were doing the Jeff deployment. And then when we got wind of this plan and like pulled everybody and said, they're going to invade us, this is something they've been working on for a while, we had at least assumed that they had an actual plan for it, but they had a plan to have a plan. So when we called them out in front of the galaxy, and then we withdrew from Cloud Ring and started digging in our siege works to get ready for this big puppy, you know, chuckle fuck invasion, then they kind of had to attack us. And when they attacked us before they had a real plan. They had not actually synced these things up. Their idea was that they would let the nit drop and then they would figure it out and they would attack us. But we kind of called their bluff and they had to do something. And, you know, it's fair play to them. Like, they did have to attack us the moment we said that they were going to attack us, because otherwise, if they did not, we would just turn around and slit Legacy's throat, right? And we all have the capability of doing that because we all see how effective Legacy and crew have been in this war, independent of PanFam. So, great. So that explains a lot of the confusion that we've seen in terms of their strategic initiative or lack thereof, the fact that the Legacy guys fight one way and are very cautious and also very lame, and the PanFam guys are like, why aren't we using our capitals? And so this is, you know, unless you understand the backstory, and this was confusing for me too, like, I didn't really have a good sense of how the chessboard worked in this war until, I guess, in the last like 3 weeks or so, when some of these final little puzzle pieces fell into place. But a lot of the weird, why the fuck are they doing this, is explained by the fact that basically, you know, why would they deploy two Keepstars in FAT and then let their super capital sit there and do nothing for like 2 months and then build a huge Keepstar chain to move them over to attack? They told all their members they were going to attack Delph. We prepared for them to drop a Keepstar in NPC Delph. I would still be aware that that is a possibility. I would love for them to put a Keepstar deep in our shit such that we can then have them put their Titans on our Keepstars, which is what we want them to do. Please, motherfuckers, come to Delph. Put your Titans on our Keepstars so we can kill them with our Titans. I'm looking forward to that. But the challenge that they had is that because they let their like super Titan, their super capitals and their Titans sort of rot in FAT for like 8 weeks, when they built this Keepstar chain and ProGod Legend got out there and he hyped this whole like 1,000 Titan move up, which incidentally, rookie numbers in 2020, like, I'm sorry, those are fucking rookie numbers. He then was not able to get those, that magic 1,000 Titan number. So they spent like 4 or 5 days, maybe longer. Like, we still see the odd move up ping because their Keepstar chain is so long to get from FAT to get to what we thought was going to be the entrance of Quarius or Delph. That's where we thought we were going. They caught me by complete surprise, guys. I did not even conceive of the possibility that they might do all of that effort on then move up and then divert for Fountain. I was blindsided by it. But I think that it was probably one of their only options, because when they realized that they had not enough Titans, if they just brought those into Delph, we would just kill them, right? We have more Titans than they moved by a comfortable margin, right? Like, you guys saw the Asher ping where, I'm not going to tell you the exact number, but as a consequence of us checking how much we had, you know, Asher sent that broadcast a few days back, noting that we had like 7,700 Oracles and, or maybe 7,300, who knows, give or take 500 Oracles. It's a rounding error at this point. So, you know, obviously Oracle numbers and Titan numbers aren't a reflection of the reality, but the enemy seems to have realized that their big Titan dick was, not quite big enough for Delve, and they diverted to Fountain, I guess. And now they reinforced the YTAC 2 Keepstar. We evacuated YTAC 2 and KVN because of these motherfuckers put like 300 Titans on a Keepstar in Fountain, which is an area that our supercap fleet is not in. The only way that we would be able to defend it is if we moved our supercapital fleet through the YTAC 2, like ZXB crossroads into that space, which leaves all of our core vulnerable, right? So we're not doing that. We made it clear. Okay. You put your stuff in Fountain instead of in Delve, and we will wait for you to finally invade fucking Delve. And we're still waiting. And then they reinforce the OI Tech 2 Keepstar. And then the next day for the armor timer, it just repaired. And I don't know when they're going to attack them again, because they're totally going to burn goons down and get rid of our Keepstars and stuff. So why take three? Oh my god, Gossa check, holy shit. Anyway, so that's good. That's real good. So that's kind of where we are, guys. Like, you know, we're in a situation here where we are the defenders, and every day when you are the defender that you are not dead, you are winning a defensive war. The way that defensive wars work is you are losing them until you win. The moment that the enemy gives up and goes away, we get to have our way with Legacy as much as we want. We're already kind of doing that. You know, the whole Brave is definitely the weak link. Like, we've been harassing Brave, and we've been finding that Brave is much easier to degrade than Test, because they don't defend their homeland as well as Test. Test doesn't do a great job, but Brave is an easier target because nobody's ever really tried to rubbish them seriously before. I mean, people have attacked them and stuff like that, but you know what I mean. Like, they haven't had, like, irregular forces of the kind that the Imperium can deploy sent against them. So, yeah, in general, I'm really happy with things. I'm really kind of annoyed that they haven't invaded Delve yet, though, because, I mean, this is, I think, the reason why they're in Fountain, is that the only way, and we know this because we are the experts in the galaxy on Keepstar offense. Nobody in the game has done more attacking Keepstars that are defended than the Imperium, and we know, as a result, how hard it is. We also know that if you want to take out a hostile Keepstar, you have to be willing to lose your Titans, right? If I want to blow up an NC. Keepstar, I have to know going in that there's going to be a Titan fight, and I'm going to fucking lose some, right? Like, that is the ante that you have to go in. If you are going to blow up Keepstars that are defended by a real block, you must be willing to lose your Titans. Well, it turns out that the bad guys are not willing to do that. I mean, maybe they will. I hope, please God, I hope these fuckers finally get over it and put their fucking Titans on our Keepstars. Because we know we get to kill a bunch of their Titans if they do that, because that's what happens when we put our Titans on their Keepstars. There is no way that you attack a Keepstar for real and get away with not having, you know, some kind of Titan fight. So, we keep waiting. All right, that's a very long answer to a simple question, so let me take a look here at a couple of my notes, and we'll go into a little bit more details. So apparently Pro God Legend is giving a town hall of some kind, possibly right now, and is saying that the new... This is actually really good news for us. Pro God Legend is saying that the new coalition staging will be moved inside Goon space. Hell yeah. So hopefully they're going to restage into NPC Delve, or maybe they're going to snap an iHub and Quarius and drop a Keepstar there, or maybe they'll just put a Keepstar down in Delve. But that is exactly what we want. So here's the thing. I want you guys to understand what we're going to do, and we've been talking about this on a couple different firesides, so, well, you know, we want to make sure everybody is on the same page. Our enemy is vowing to wipe Goonswarm and friends out of the game and break up the Imperium. They have also vowed that they're going to burn one to Q1, and they're going to burn down all of our Keepstars, and they're going to teach us a lesson, and then they're going to try to make us impressed by their tiny little dicks for their little move up. And it'll be a $500,000 battle instead of $1 million battle this time. Regardless, what we have seen them attempt to do on a number of occasions, as these guys have backed off and realized that, oh shit, I actually don't want to risk my Titans by attacking a Goonswarm Keepstar that they can defend, is they are trying to bait us into Keepstar offense. So what they're going to want to do, and I want you guys to be entirely on the same page of this, our goal is to get these motherfuckers to put their Titans on our Keepstar so we can kill them, right? That is the goal. What they're going to want to do is they're going to put down a Keepstar in NPC Delve or in Aquarius or someplace, and they're going to sit back and beat their chests on Reddit and go, why aren't you attacking us? Why aren't you attacking the thing? Like, please, motherfuckers, come into our space, put down a Keepstar, move your Titans into our space, then use your Titans to purge Delve like you have promised the galaxy you would. We will find you, we will meet you on the battlements of our Keepstars, and then we will fucking murder zone you. And we will have a lot of fun, and you will be miserable, and you will suffer, because I've enjoyed... Guys, I gotta say, you guys have done fantastic work sticking it to these guys in YTAC 2 and KBN and in DTAC-P. Like, they hate the Keepstar defense because they want to blow us up without any risk, right? They are realizing what they have decided to do and told the galaxy they're going to do is hard work to blow up Goonswarm, blow up the Imperium, blow up all of our friends. It ain't easy. They want it to be easy because, well, they're idiots and weak. So... anyway, don't be fooled. What they're going to do, if they do, please, 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 please. I don't think they're actually going to do it because they keep promising they're going to do it and whatever. But if they move deep into our space, that is fantastic because we want them to start attacking our stuff, but they're going to want to bait you and they're going to be like, well, we put something in your space. Why aren't you attacking our Keepstar or whatever we finally eventually put down in your space? And the goal is they want us to shift to Keepstar offense against them, and we are not going to do that. They can drop 20 Keepstars in our space until they actually start attacking our stuff. They're just going to sit there and be paperweights, and then we'll sweep them up later once the puppies have been broken. So that's kind of like the plan. All right, let me take a look here at Sunny's question. I mean, at this point, the other thing is that... I mean, you know, you can only move people around so much. That's the reason why this whole thing is so silly to me. Like, every time you do a move up, you're basically making a promise to your line members, right? When we do a move up, we tell you, we're moving here, here's why, here's what you can expect on the other end of it. What these guys have done now is they moved all their dudes to FAT, and then they bitched out of jumping into 49. So they put down a bunch more Keepstars, and then they moved them all the way around to what we thought was going to be invading Delve, and then they pivoted them to Fountain. And you know, the first time that they reinforced one of our Keepstars in Fountain with his Titans, what did they get? They got like less than 300 on the field. So, like, you know, when you move your dudes and it takes a long time, you gotta turn the stress of a move up into momentum, right? Momentum is key, especially when you're on offense. And what these guys have not done, and it's not for lack of trying, the reason why they have not succeeded in building momentum is because you're a bunch of fucking heroes and have stopped them cold for every day for 2 months now, right? Like, that's when I say that these guys are idiots and they're running out of momentum, I don't want to take the credit away from the fact that this is because you have stopped them, right? It's a really big accomplishment. Momentum should be easy for them because they have 150,000 fucking puppies. They've got 103 alliances of blues together to do this, and they are bitching out because they are afraid to put their Titans on our Keepstar. Now, maybe after I troll them in front of the entire galaxy, we might be able to bait these guys into finally delivering what they promised they were going to deliver us, which is their Titans on our Keepstars in Delve and us having a big old fight about it and then murder zoning their Titans. I can only hope. All right, let's take a look around here. Alrighty. Are we going to go on the offense harder in the short term? Well, that's kind of, sort of, yeah. I mean, basically, on the days in which they aren't doing stuff, our irregular forces, and when I say our irregular forces, what I mean is the groups that are able to project power. So there's the GSOL guys who are involved in Citadel spamming. You have Black Ops, which has been working together with Elitist Ops, which is hilarious and awesome. You have GSFOE, which incidentally joined GSFOE. We have a number of power projection mechanisms that we have been using. If you've been seeing some of the dead mining ops that Zungan has been bringing us from Impasse, all of that is sort of deployed on Brave. These are not like main force offense kind of things. Like, we are not going to take the whole main fleet and then go like pave over Impasse, because we kind of have to stay here in Delve and make sure that the home front is protected, right? Like, we can't just pick up and uproot and leave. Once PanFam is defeated and once they go away, then Legacy is ours to play with as much as we want. Whereby play with, I mean exact revenge upon for starting this entire thing and chasing them around the galaxy for as long as we feel like it. So I'm really looking forward to that. But the reality is that we can use irregular forces and power projection to put pressure on certain aspects of our enemies, but we're not going to be like uprooting our main force, especially when Pro-God is promising us that eventually one of these days he is going to put his Titans on one of our Keep Stars, and then we can kill their Titans. So, you know, I did not expect when this shit show started that I would be talking about this kind of thing 2 months into this, that they still haven't even brought their shit into like the real part of the war yet. Like, it's ridiculous. But, you know, whatever. Fuck them. And as Salty Chesapeake things, Salty Chesapeake points out that they keep giving us more time to come up with such wonderful things to show them. And it's true. Like, all of these new organizations, all these things that we are building, on the days that they don't put enough pressure on us, we get to come up with new things, new tactics, and test new things because we're under the gun here, right? Like, the reality is that if we don't win, we lose all of our shit, and that sucks. And worse, we have to listen to these excruciating fucking puppies wagging their fingers at us and smugging at us and telling us that somehow in their world they're better than us, which is something that I do not want to deal with. So we have to win this war at the end of the day. And I'm feeling pretty fucking confident about it because at the very least, the number of Titans that they have brought to do this is such a laughable joke compared to what we have in Delve. That I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing them wibbling and whining and coming up with excuses, because they know that we are better equipped on every level than they are. I missed the evac from YTAC 2 you mentioned earlier. Should we still have supertrains there, or can we do another move op or asset safety? That's a very good question. I don't want to tell you to do one thing or the other without checking with the fleet commanders. So we will send a follow-up ping about that. I am, you know, the fucked up thing is that I don't even know I'm going to hit Y2 again now. Like, they let it repair it the other day. Like, it's so fucking strange. Like, you don't, I mean, why not, right? Like, it's not like we're totally planning a whole bunch of, like, secret ambushes for them or anything. Like, but whatever. Good questions about super trains, both in YTAC 2 and in KVN, and so I will make a note to have a formal announcement of that. Okay, Jay is telling me that we have more move ops coming, so that's good. I have an actual deliverable I can tell you. So we're going to do some more move ops to get that stuff sorted. And yeah, so thank you for bringing that up, guys. Billy said on Crying in Stations that goons have never fielded more than 370 Titans in a fight. whatever. Insurgent Squad has been doing a lot of really good work. The Black Hand as well. So thank you, Subaru, for linking that. INN is in fact recruiting. That is absolutely true. Want to write some words or stream about things on our official channel? You can check that out too. Thank you, Ben, for linking that. All right, let me take a look. Would we ever consider doing a surge week to rupture the tempo of the war? I feel like they're moving so slow. Well, from a certain perspective, we kind of have had a surge 2 months, right? Like, the reason why their tempo is so slow is because they genuinely believed when they attacked us that this would be easy. They essentially believed a lot of their own propaganda. They didn't really try to get the ground truth. And also, they were forced into the war early, so before they really had sort of gotten to grips with the viability, there wasn't like a feasibility study amongst the bad guys. They were like, we're totally going to band together and we're going to get rid of the Imperium. It's going to be great. Right to the nip. We'll figure something out. We'll do it. And then we ended the Jeff deployment and said, okay, these motherfuckers are coming at us, so we're going to go home and dig in, prepare for the Hell War. And then they were like, oh shit, I guess we have to do this now. And, you know, it's true, because if they didn't immediately invade us, we would then turn around and slit Legacy's throat for planning this whole thing. And the moment the PanFam is off our back, we'll turn around and slit Legacy's throat for planning this entire thing, because fuck Test, fuck Brave, fuck all these people that were involved in this. They're going to get theirs. Getting a bunch of future plans questions here, and I'm just going to give you guys a free bingo square of future plans. You guys know how it is. Can we invade test after this and fuck them sideways? Absolutely. Yeah, like that's they're on the menu. We're putting some pressure on Brave because they have actually been putting more numbers on the field than Test have in terms of FAT. And we had, at the start of the war, I thought that Brave was mostly not involved in this thing and that they wouldn't really be coming for us. But apparently I misjudged Brave because I had sort of thought of them as, you know, nice newbies and blah, blah, blah. I just sort of, you know, I never really bothered investigating them. Like, we've periodically tried to offer them regions and they've been sort of weird and paranoid about it over the past, like, what, 5-6 years or something? I don't know how long they've been around now. Time is a blur. But they have fucked with us too much, so they sort of got penciled in for more fuckery. And conveniently, the interesting thing is that because Initiative is free to go on offense, and I'm not talking about anything that Initiative is doing or not doing, but let's just say that pushing into catch through some of our forces and then having our regulars supporting that is a much more viable option because catch is right there, impasse is right there, Esoteria is right there, and we have all these allies in Stain, which makes it a lot easier for us as PanFam gradually runs out of steam, as Legacy gradually runs out of steam, for us to sort of insert assets there to do things. All right. Is there some sort of unsaid law about attacking enemy infrastructure such as Pocos? No. Like, if you want to fucking go siege, like, random ass Pocos, good luck, God bless. I don't know what that would accomplish as part, unless it was part of like a group of people doing it, but you like, there's no treaties with these guys, you know, fuck them all. Fuck them. All right. Question here about like defending KVN. So the reason why we were talking about withdrawing from YTAC 2 and KVN is because before we were defending them because they didn't have their supers there, and we anticipated that they were gonna be moving their supers to attack us in Delph. And I want you guys to understand this because if we're defending something and then we're choosing to not defend it, it might go like, why aren't they doing this? You know, what's going on? Is the Mitanni lying to me? Blah blah blah. But the easiest way to understand the sort of if you wanted to put this war into like a risk map that you could actually stare at and figure out sort of like the big picture stuff, all you need to do is boot up GTS or GARPA, depending on what you call it, which is a wonderful map program, and take a look at Titan ranges, right? Take a look at Capital ranges, right? Play with the jump range calculator setting, and you will be able to see that in KVN and in YTAC 2, if the enemy has brought their Titan forces, and this is an important point, if they bring Titans against our Keepstars in an area where we do not have our super capitals, it limits our options, right? You can do what we did against their carriers and their dreads very effectively using caches and super trains and all that fun stuff, which is what we had a delightful time doing and look forward to doing more of. But when they diverted their Titans fountain, as you can see when you actually like look at the map on GARPA, you'll see that fountain, navigationally speaking, is very far to the sort of geographical northwest of Fortress Delph. And you'll also understand why we call Fortress Delph Fortress Delph, and the whole floodplain versus fortress region thing will be very clear when you learn how to read a map. The reason why I'm going into this is that I want you guys to be able to independently assess the strategic choices that we're making, not because I want to have a peanut gallery like questioning our decisions, but I want you to understand this such that when we tell you, like when I say we're seeding a region, right, we're pulling out of Cloud Ring, or we're not defending fountain areas anymore, whatever, I want you to know why we're doing it and why it makes sense, such that it just doesn't sound like a bunch of hooey, right? I want you to understand the defensive choices that we're making such that you guys can be better defenders. So, enemy brings Titans into fountain. We did not anticipate this because they told everybody, including their own pilots, they would be attacking Delve, and we were spending a bunch of time tactically getting ready for that. And so as part of that, we're like, okay, they're coming into Delve, so we're going to not bother defending KVN and YTAC 2. And I guess they, I don't know. I don't know why they aren't at least cleaning them up. But whatever. But anyway, you can see that our main forces are in Delve, and you cannot get your forces, your strategic forces. When I say strategic forces, I mean supers and titans. If they bring supers and titans, we need to be bringing supers and titans. So if they come to Fountain, in order to bring supers and titans to fight them in Fountain, we would have to move our supers and titans out of Delve, which is obviously not going to happen, right? Like, that's extraordinarily dangerous and leaves our whole core vulnerable to an attack from the other flank. So hopefully that makes sense. And why are they wussing out? I don't fucking know. Unfortunately, the follow-up questions as to about this, what about that, what can we do here, what can we do there, you guys know how this works. It's all future plans. I want you to understand some of the backstory, but I'm not going to tell you like what we're going to do or some of the specific things we have thought about. For reasons that should be obvious. Like, it's a limit between, I want you guys to trust our decisions and understand that they are informed decisions, but I also don't want to spell out here because everybody listens to our firesides because they hate us because they ain't us. All righty. Checking. I think that's about it, guys. Yeah, I'm really happy with the way things are going. Like, we are at the point where we might be, eventually, maybe if Frogad Legend finally decides to get off his ass and invade Delve, I'm sure it will go about as well as the last four times or whatever he's tried to invade Delve, usually involving him being a punchline of a joke for years to come about it. So, keep on kicking ass, guys. You know, again, every single day that we are still here is a victory. Their victory condition is the eradication of Goonswarm and the elimination of the Imperium. They're going to try to spin that away. They're going to try to back off that and say, oh, we're just here to Glass Fountain. Oh, we're just here to do this. Oh, whatever. But remember what you saw in local from these fucking people. These fucking people have told you you are a bad person. These fucking people have told you that they are going to tear you apart from your friends, but to appeal to some sort of puppy morality that we should care about for reasons that I don't understand and I don't give a fuck about. So when they start pivoting their victory conditions and moving the goalposts, always hold them accountable. Fucking go after them. Like, we need to make sure that these people feel bad for trying this. Not saying, oh, you know, I don't give a shit about the morality stuff. Don't go like, oh, Durherdur's a bad person. No, I don't give a shit about that. What I do care about is these dumbasses promised the galaxy that with 103 alliances blue and 150,000 puppies, that they would be able to defeat the Imperium. And what we are finding here is that if you take away their cheat codes, if you take away their infinite ISK cheats and their shady casino RMT people who got banned in the casino war, without their casino cheat codes, they have failed and they will fail utterly. Already they are in the process of failing to defeat us. Unless they cheat, they cannot beat us. That is my belief, and as long as we keep on fighting, I will hope to make sure that that belief is a fact of reality. And so far, you guys are fucking kicking ass at it. So congratulations all the way around. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep fighting. Let's, yeah, keep on keeping on. So we'll do another fireside, hopefully Saturdays. Again, Saturdays are a big war day, so I prefer people to be in fleets rather than just like listening to me run my mouth. So we will always delay a fireside for fleet operations when we can. But we'll see you guys next week. Thank you all for coming, and let's get back out there.